This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, profitability with abundant giving to the neighbors. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of profitability with abundant giving to the neighbors in the Islamic lifestyle. In this part of episode, we will talk about the rights of the neighbors and the ethics that we must have in relation to our neighbors. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has said, وَلَعَوْدِ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْجِدَّةِ وَالْإِفْضَالِ, that you must help your neighbors with the profitability and with the giving abundantly to them, to provide the gifts or to help them in a way that it is an abundant giving. Now, this terminology which has been used, it tells us about the importance of the neighbors that we have, and on top of that, it conveys a message that when we want to give profitability to our neighbors, when we want to give favor to our neighbors, it should be in a way that is considered as an abundant way, that we go a lot, we visit them, for example, and we take a lot of gifts for them. Or maybe we help them in a way that they do not have any need for anything else. Sometimes, you know, we help our neighbors up to the extent they need. Sometimes we help them for a very less amount. And sometimes when we provide help or when we help them, it's in a way that they become free of need. And that's what Imam alayhi salam is also referring. And that's what the Islamic teachings refers when it is said to provide profitability with abundant giving to the neighbors. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of profitability or giving profitability with abundant giving to the neighbors, or to provide the profitability to the neighbors in a way that they become free of need. And that is what we need to have, because the neighbors are like our family members. The neighbors are like our family members. But on top of that, we must know the limits of the neighbors. There are three types of neighbors. Once we have a neighbor who is polytheist, for that it is said that when you have a polytheist neighbor, it is only to take care of them because he is living next door to you. On the other hand, the second category is that a neighbor who is a Muslim. And if he is a Muslim, just Muslim, we must take care of him and we must provide help, and we must obviously look after the neighbor. But the third category is that when there is a neighbor who is a Muslim and a mu'min, and on top of that, he is your relative. And if you have a relation with them and they are your neighbors, it is necessary to provide them whatever you can and to look after them in a way that they become free of need. So for the neighbors, we must take care of them in a way that when they're living next to us, we are aware of their condition, and when we are providing them a profitability, when we are giving them some gifts, it should be in a way that they become free of need. And this way we are taking care of them so that the people who are living around us, they feel secure and they feel free of need. And this way we can have a peaceful life in that place where we are living, and we can have peaceful neighbors, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.